City Chiefs coming off a pretty good rookie season.
Team last year, 11-5 football team, a playoff team, 1 year after having the first pick in the draft.
The Kansas City Chiefs are now on the clock.
It's going to be the 12th.
How much time? I'm going to give you a shot.
8:15.
Andy Reid! Andy Reid!
3 minutes?
Yeah. Hey, Dan.
Yep.
15 more on the phone, please.
Here's the Chiefs pick, 23rd overall.
Hey, Dave, John Dorsey from the Kansas City Chiefs. How you doing?
How do you like to come play for the Chiefs? Well, congratulations. When you get up here, I'll see you.
Kansas City Chiefs select D. Ford.
At the end of the day, he was our highest rated player on that board, and we decided to go in that direction, and we feel we got a very fine football player.
Fantastic. I know Andy and the entire coaching staff is really excited that you're going to be a Chief.
You know, when it unfolded, we all kind of looked at each other and goes, you know what? We just add a little pass rush here to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Chiefs fans, welcome to Red and Gold. I'm your host, Rachel Sanchi. All 32 teams are officially off the clock, and the 2014 NFL Draft is a wrap. The Chiefs are well on their way to assembling the 2014 roster, and we have all the details on this edition of Chiefs Red and Gold. Coming up, we take a look at the outstanding season of the Chiefs' 2012 first-round pick, Dontari Pope.
Pope creates a lot of problems.
He is a beast.
How can you be 300 pounds and move your feet that quick and change directions so fast? That's what separates him.
Then, we bring in the experts to break down Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith's 2013 performance.
He's firing it for the end zone, over the middle, caught! Touchdown! Alex Smith right on the money!
In the months leading up to the draft, many fans questioned what the Chiefs would do with their first-round pick. Would it be a big play wide receiver to stretch the field, an offensive lineman for the second year in a row, or maybe add some depth in the defensive backfield? This past Thursday night, Chiefs fans got their answer. Right after the selection, our very own Mitch Holthus sat down with Chiefs General Manager John Dorsey to discuss his first pick of the 2014 NFL Draft.
Flushed out. He's running around. He's in trouble. He's going down. It was D. Ford coming off the edge.
He goes down. Credit that sack to D. Ford. His second sack of the afternoon.
Chance to sit down with John Dorsey, general manager of the Chiefs after the pick. All right. Why D. Ford?
Truly, y'all laugh at me when I say take the best player available. He was our highest rated player. You know, when you begin to pick down, you know, where we are in the bottom third of the draft, you let that board speak to you. And I mean that because if you don't take the best player, you don't have a resolve of patience in this whole thing. When you take need over the best player, usually when you take need, you usually lose. And history will show you that. I'm very excited about this player we just got, because what it does is it gives us a new dimension in terms of pass rushing. It gives us depth at pass rushing. It allows you to, you know, you got a young kid that can come in here, rush the passer in terms of, you know, taking Justin, taking Tumba, and allowing them to take, you know, you can take off three or four snaps, get a breather, get fresher in the fourth quarter. So if you can continually rotate the pressure, make the quarterback uncomfortable, that makes your back secondary that much better. What I love about the kid, he's competitive. He wants to be really good. He texts me. You know what he texts me today? After we take, he goes, Mr. Dorsey, I want to be a Chief forever. That's awesome. I mean, that is awesome. These are the kind of guys you want. But build on top of that, his ability to play the game and rush the passer, pretty good. We'd kind of target him as the second best pass rusher in the draft.
You said he brings a dimension. What's he bring in addition to his skills that a Justin Houston or Tom Mahaly maybe don't have? And I know, and I'm as guilty as anyone of comparing guys. But I do see some Von Miller in this guy. I mean, I don't want to say he's Von Miller, but his body type, the way he uses his balance, what does he bring?
What he's got, see, everybody's trying to pigeonhole him into saying he's a defensive end. He's not a defensive end. If you really watch the college games, he stands up. He puts his hand down on the ground. He's familiar with the outside linebacker position. The transition is not going to be a big deal because he's played outside linebacker and rush the passer. He brings you more depth rushing the passer. And that's, I think, in today's football, you need constant pressure on the quarterback. And he just gives you more depth at that position, which is a very important position in Bob Sutton's defense.
How much is he a possibility of being a three-down guy, or does he start as being a situational guy?
I think, you know what, you have two pretty good players in front of him. I think Tumba and Justin, pretty good players. So you know what? Spell these guys. Let this guy slowly break into the thing. Let him get some playing time. That's how you break him into it. Are there times that he proven his trust to the coaches, and all of a sudden you got three outside backers? You got guys going everywhere and rushing the pass, so you don't know where they're coming from. That only helps, makes you better.
How much did his Senior Bowl factor in, not only to your pick, but the fact that he shot up the board?
Well, I don't know if he shot up the board. Everybody knew he was a good player. You watch the national championship game, outstanding. You watch him against Texas A&M, outstanding. I mean, there's some games there, in the latter part of the season, he's on fire. And that's a good thing.
Coming up, we take a look back at Chiefs nose tackle Dontari Poe's breakout 2013 season.
Romo takes the snap. He's going to be engulfed and sacked. Dontari Poe.
Then we hear from the experts as they take an in-depth look at Alex Smith's first season with the Chiefs. Time to test your knowledge with some trivia. What is the record for the most touchdowns in a single game by a Chiefs player? A, 3, B, 4, C, 5, or D, 6? Find out the answer after the break. Before the break, we asked you, what is the record for the most touchdowns in a single game by a Chiefs player? The answer is C, 5. Jamaal Charles recorded 5 touchdowns at Oakland in Week 15. With 1 rushing touchdown and 4 receiving, Charles became the first player in NFL history with at least 4 touchdown receptions and 1 touchdown run in a single game. Welcome back to Red and Gold. Although the NFL draft is 7 rounds and includes over 250 selections, most fans look to their team's first-round pick to make an immediate impact. Just 2 short years ago, the Chiefs found that impact in selecting nose tackle Dontari Poe, the 11th overall selection. In the past 2 seasons, big number 92 has been a force for the Chiefs' D, and this past year was his best yet, earning his first trip to the Pro Bowl. In this week's Player Spotlight, the men of Press Row share their thoughts on Dontari Poe's breakout 2013 season.
I guess he was a freak at the combine.
The best guy at the bench press, 40-plus reps there, sub 4.940 at 345 pounds. I mean, those numbers jump off the chart, and that's what got him drafted.
Dontari Poe.
I think it was a tough transition for him, and he's playing on a team that he was needed despite his greenness, if you will.
The jump in the guys trying to block him was extreme.
Well, that's like trench warfare down there, man. You grab this guy out of Memphis, you throw him in there against NFL offensive linemen, you know, and then we're shocked when he doesn't just blow everybody up his rookie year.
What you've done to that point isn't going to work. And I think Dontari took that to heart.
Hit by Dontari Poe for a loss. And the Chiefs' first-round draft pick blew by the offensive line.
He realized he needed to make some changes.
Even before the regular season started, up in St. George training camp, nobody's that strong. Nobody was that big. Nobody was that fast.
That's what separates him. How can you be 300 pounds and move your feet that quick and change direction so fast?
What did he do this offseason to put himself in this great condition?
Stay away from the barbecue, and I'm all right.
That's hard for a Memphis guy.
It might be the hardest thing I had to do since I've been here, but it's all right.
In training camp, when I asked him how long he'd been clean, meaning off the barbecue, and he knew to the day. For him to make that commitment, you saw the difference in him this year.
Tough to talk about a diet for a guy who's 340 pounds, but he got in better physical condition while not losing the mass and the strength and the explosion that makes him such a special athlete.
I've never seen a big man move this fast so quickly in space. Look at this. It's like a rhino chasing down a deer.
Most guys that are well over 300 pounds are guys that are playing maybe half the snaps, maybe even less that.
You've got a kid that understands what he does in the offseason, allowed him to play so many snaps and be so successful early on in the season.
He is going to be sacked.
Poe! The beautiful play up the middle.
Sacked by Dontari Poe back at the 9.
Poe came screaming up the middle.
Here comes the heat again. It's another sack.
Once he figured out the technique, how to shed, how to get across the line of scrimmage, that's the greatest thing he brings to the table is his quickness and his ability to be a smart player while he's making that rush.
Dontari Poe getting enough pressure on Manning to foil the plot.
It just wreaks havoc. You're not allowing the quarterback to step up where they feel comfortable and deliver the football.
Murray is behind Tony Romo.
The game against the Cowboys.
Romo takes the snap. He's going to be engulfed and sacked back at the 37-yard line.
It was like a point guard's crossover.
Dontari Poe!
Are you kidding me?
I don't even think he got touched.
A loss of 7, Len, as Poe shot through there like nobody blocked him.
I mean, it's just an absolute humiliation of that poor rookie center. The whole thing happened in about a second and a half. After that, he's getting doubled every snap.
Dontari Poe made teams pay. In the first 5 games, he had 4.5 sacks because he was working one-on-one, and that's just not a job that many centers and guards can handle in the league.
This guy. Do not let this guy through because he is a beast. He's the first chain of command in disrupting that offense. And now how will he develop his game even further knowing that they're coming after him?
Poe creates a lot of problems because he can rush the passer. They don't have to make a personnel change, and he can stuff the run.
Kansas City holds on downs.
You don't have to call exotic blitzes. You don't have to risk anything to get to the quarterback because you've got a force in the middle that will make it easier for Tom Bahali and Justin Houston to do their jobs. Then the secondary doesn't have to cover as long.
You know, if anybody thinks that Dontari Poe should have 15 sacks a year, they're not paying attention. That's not what those guys are supposed to do. Eat up that line so everybody else can make the play.
Now I know what's our destiny.
But it starts right in the middle with Dontari Poe just being a one-man wrecking crew. If he can continue to progress, well, this defense has a tremendous opportunity to be one of the best in the NFL.
Coming up, we hear from the experts as they take an in-depth look into quarterback Alex Smith's first season with the Chiefs.
Short drop this time. Now fires over the middle. Fasano's got it. Great catch at the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Welcome back to Red and Gold. Last offseason, the Chiefs brought signal caller Alex Smith from San Francisco to Kansas City. In his first year as a Chief, Alex had a career year en route to leading the team to a 9-0 start and a playoff berth. On this week's Chiefs Live Overdrive, voice of the Chiefs Mitch Holthus and former Chiefs long snapper Kendall Gammon join us to discuss Alex Smith's 2013 season.
And on Charles, run to the near side. He's got the open field. He's going to be hit and obliterated. It's sacked by Tom Mahali.
Alex Smith wants to throw for
ball. He had the 30 and the 20. Touchdown, Kansas City.
11 wins for number 11. The entire National Football League was curious how Alex Smith would quarterback in his new surroundings in Kansas City. Well, he won the league over again and the entire Chiefs kingdom with a great year. Only 7 interceptions. Only one QB in the league had fewer of those who played 10 or more games. Kendall, what did you see out of Alex Smith this year?
As I watched Alex Smith this year, this was a guy who, of course, coming into the season, could make all the necessary throws. But as he became more comfortable with not only the scheme, but the players around him, it was the little things that he started doing that made all the difference in the world. In fact, let's take a look. Week 13, Denver.
Here in the red zone, the Chiefs are going to line up a 4 wide receiver formation. The Broncos are in man coverage with 3 corners and 2 safeties. the design of the play is going to work to get Junior Hemingway isolated against a safety right here. Dexter McCluster will run a post up the seam to occupy the single high safety, and Dwayne will run an out to the bottom of the screen.
Single high safety. Press coverage by Denver. Shotgun snap. Smith looks right. Puts it for the end zone for Hemingway. He's got it on the back shoulder.
Just a really nice throw and good recognition to see Hemingway matched up on the safety. Later in that game, once again in the red zone, the Broncos are going to show zone cover four with four deep safeties and three linebackers covering underneath. The soft spot in the cover four zone is the deep middle. So the target is Anthony Fasano, running this post up the seam. But Alex knows he needs to keep the safeties honest, respecting the outside routes. As he drops back, Alex keeps his eyes on Donnie Avery running a double move on the outside. The safety reacts to the outside route, and the post to Fasano is wide open.
Short drop this time. Now fires over the middle. Fasano's got it. Great catch at the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Well, those were two great throws, but it's the little things. The fact that he looks downfield, holds the safety, doesn't stare down his receiver, and puts that one ball to where only Fasano can catch it.
Yeah, what I saw in that play, Kendall, is what I saw all year, and that was poise. He felt the pressure, but he didn't see it, and he didn't have happy feet. How impressive was Alex Smith's composure this year?
Well, certainly, Mitch, it's very impressive in the fact that you can do that when everything's going right around you, but sometimes you have pressure, the pocket crumbles, and it's what he does in those situations that's even more impressive.
Charles in the game, and he lines up wide, so empty backfield.
Here in week two, with the game still scoreless early on, the Chiefs have a big third and long in Cowboys territory. Alex knows he needs 15 yards to get the first down, so he'll have to hold onto the ball to wait for the deeper routes to develop. As he drops back, his first option, Anthony Fasano, is taken away by the linebacker. As he looks to his next option, he begins to feel pressure on his blind side and takes off.
Moving right, he's going to scramble.
Notice as he runs out of the pocket, he keeps his eyes upfield in case any of his receivers break free. Once he crosses the line of scrimmage and commits to the run, he puts his eyes on the marker and makes sure he gets the first down.
It looks like he's got it. A courageous scramble by Alex Smith.
Improv. What do you do when things aren't going the way they were drawn up? Alex does a nice job.
Yeah, and the quarterback run game is becoming more and more important in the National Football League. And you hear the Cam Newtons and the Colin Kaepernicks, but Alex Smith brings that element to the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's time to test your Chiefs knowledge with fun facts to know and tell. Who holds the Chiefs' all-time record for most yards receiving? A. Dwayne Bowe, B. Otis Taylor, C. Tony Gonzalez, or D. Henry Marshall? Stay with us and we'll have the answer after the break. Welcome back. Before the break, we asked you, who holds the Chiefs' all-time record for most yards receiving? Tony Gonzalez collected 10,940 yards through the air and is also the all-time leader for tight ends in NFL history. During his 12-year stay with the Chiefs, Gonzalez led the team in receiving for seven consecutive years. Thanks for joining us here on Red and Gold. To get all the details of this very busy weekend in the Chiefs' kingdom, be sure to check out kcchiefs.com as we've got everything you want and need to know about the draft covered. And don't forget that 2014 single game tickets are on sale now. Don't miss a game at Arrowhead Stadium. Visit kcchiefs.com/tickets to get yours today. Until next time, go Chiefs!
Trap.